fresh from the Rusted Culture Podcast.
Well, it's kind of strange. Nobody told me about it, and I kind of doubt that they said anything to all of you about it, and the rest of America, for that matter. But I believe that in the past 2 weeks, what you've seen is that the Trump administration has adopted a silent policy of herd immunity. And like I said, they just don't tell us anything about this, do they? But listen to what Steve Mnuchin, Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin, had to say on June 11th on CNBC. Have a listen.
Mr. Secretary, I would assume that means we're not going to shut down the economy again, in your opinion.
We can't shut down the economy again. I think we've learned that if you shut down the economy, you're going to create more damage, and not just economic damage, but there are other areas, and we've talked about this, of medical problems and everything else that get put on hold.
So there you have it. That is a silent policy on herd immunity, if I've ever heard it myself. So that is what he's saying there, essentially, is that no matter how bad it gets, they can't afford or will not consider shutting down the economy. And you would think that you would want to keep that as an option, at least on a regional basis, if things did get really, really bad. But according to the Treasury Secretary there, it sounds like it's not even an option. And to me, that's a policy of herd immunity. And herd immunity is an interesting concept. It's been tried before. I think the UK tried it before they reversed policy on it. Boris Johnson did. But just the other day, in fact, this was June 17th, there's a show on NPR called Fresh Air with Terry Gross, and epidemiologist and director of infectious diseases, Michael Osterholm, was on the show, and he had this to say. Have a listen.
I think the one factor that we must keep in mind at all times is that to date we have about 5 to 7% of the U.S. population has been infected with this virus. That's it. All the pain, suffering, death, and economic disruption have occurred with 5 to 7%. But this virus is not going to slow down transmission overall. It may come and go, but it will keep transmitting until we get at least 60 or 70% of the population infected and hopefully develop immunity. Or if we get a vaccine, it can get us there too.
Wow. So that's interesting. It's going to take 60 or 70% immunity, and we're just barely at 6% at this stage yet with the amount of infections in the U.S. population. So we've got a long way to go to get to the so-called herd immunity here, folks. I mean, it's an appalling amount of sickness and death, I suppose, that we're going to have to be looking at for quite some time until we get a vaccine or something like that, herd immunity, that can protect us. But he's talking about herd immunity in the traditional virus sense, and that's in terms of what we know right now with virus understanding and epidemiology as it is. But what we learned yesterday, and this is interesting, there was an article that came out yesterday. This was also on CNBC. It was an article by Berkeley Lovelace. And the article goes in to say, and I'll read it here. It says, coronavirus antibodies may only last 2 to 3 months after a person becomes infected with COVID-19, according to a new study that was published Thursday, just yesterday, in Nature Medicine. So researchers examined 37, I know it's a small sample, 37 asymptomatic people, those who never developed symptoms, in the Wanzhou district of China. They compared their antibody response to that of 37 people with symptoms. The researchers then found people without symptoms had a weaker antibody response than those with symptoms. Within 8 weeks, 81% of the asymptomatic people saw a reduction in neutralizing antibodies, compared with 62% of symptomatic patients. Additionally, antibodies fell to undetectable levels in 40% of asymptomatic people, compared with 12.9% of symptomatic people, according to the study's findings. But the nutshell of it here is that the antibodies may only last 2 to 3 months after a person becomes infected with COVID-19. So the takeaway here is that we've got to see if this study holds up under the scrutiny of a larger study, a larger sample of people. But the same thing theoretically would apply to a vaccine, 2 to 3 months of protection. And that's not a lot. But Dr. Anthony Fauci, who's the director of National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, said earlier this month that a vaccine may not provide long-term immunity if COVID-19 behaves like other coronaviruses. He said, and I quote him here, "When you look at the history of coronaviruses, the common coronaviruses that cause the common cold, the reports in the literature are that the durability of immunity that's protective ranges from 3 to 6 months to almost always less than a year." While we're finding out with this latest study, it's sort of troubling that it may only be 2 to 3 months of protection. So with that backdrop, wouldn't you think that if the president is adopting this policy of herd immunity, that he would tell people that wearing a mask is something that you should do, and that maybe further developing contact tracing is something that should be done, and social distancing? Wouldn't you think that these are all things that the president should do? But it may not surprise you to hear that yesterday Donald Trump did a interview with the Wall Street Journal, and he said that the first thing he said is that the one thing he doesn't like about people wearing masks is that some Americans might wear face masks not as a way to prevent the spread of coronavirus, but as a way to signal disapproval of him. You know, I'll never understand this president, ever. And this is just one of those things that he says that makes no sense. And I'll tell you why it makes no sense. Because the fact is, we know that a simple mask can do so much to prevent the spread of coronavirus. In fact, I've seen reports that 90 to 95% of the virus can be stopped by a simple mesh face mask, a simple fabric face mask. So why wouldn't Donald Trump use the office of president to reduce COVID-19 infections by telling people that you should wear a mask? It's a missed opportunity. By not just simply telling people that you should wear a mask, he's missed a huge opportunity. But you know what? They'll complain left and right. Rush Limbaugh will complain as long as he can. The Democrats are using this as an opportunity to make him look bad. You know, that's all you hear from Rush Limbaugh. The Democrats are using this as an opportunity to make Donald Trump look bad. But folks, the reality is that Donald Trump doesn't even do the things that would help him look better. By reducing the amount of infections in the United States, this would make him look better. And by telling people just to simply wear a face mask, he could accomplish some of that. That would make him look better. So he's not even doing the things that would help him, the logical things, the sensible things. There is no common sense with Donald Trump. He'll complain all day that the Democrats are using this as an opportunity, and he will do that right up until and through election, probably for the rest of his life, that they're using this to make him look bad, but he will not do the simple things that would make him look better. Sad. This flash briefing was brought to you by the Rusted Culture Podcast, and you can find us on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, Spotify, and Google Play, or wherever you find your podcast. Thanks for listening.